Hey, sweets.
Hey, savories.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm AJ, and this is the
Sweet or Savory Podcast. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Oh, 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 oh. Wow.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to episode 2.
Welcome back, hopefully.
Yes, welcome back to episode 2 of Sweet or Savory. If this is your first time tuning in, we started this podcast with the debate topic of, is peanut butter sweet or savory?
It's sweet. Anyway, we are currently engaged, and after 5 years of dating, mm-hmm. we realized we have very different opinions on many topics that we've never really thought or talked about. So in case you missed it, again, Team Sweet over here.
And I'm obviously Team Savory, or Team Save, as I like to call it. Check out our first episode, if you haven't already, on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. And also, check us out on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Sweet or Savory Podcast.
Stay tuned each week for topics like...
What color is math?
Is Disneyland better than Disney World?
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Can you be friends with your ex?
Ooh, and other polarizing topics. We want to quickly thank our podcast gear sponsor, Samson. So you can learn more about these awesome products, like all the ones we have here, the mics, the desktop mic stand thingies, the headphones, at samsontech.com. Thanks so much to our friend Ben Ash. And of course, our good friend Nathan Texan, who's behind the camera. What's up, Nathan?
What up, everybody?
Hey, Julie over there.
Hey.
And we're in their lovely home. We didn't get to introduce you.
We didn't.
Last time, but this is Julie.
Hi, everyone.
So today's topic is
personal hygiene. AJ and I have pretty different opinions on personal hygiene.
Okay. I mean, like, pretty different. Like, of course, we all just want to be clean. We just have different ways to go about it, I guess.
Yeah. We have different routines. Very different routines.
Yeah. Okay. So we really just discovered this, you know, when we were thinking about debate topics for this. And also when topics like this come up at parties or, mm-hmm. or whatever. But before we go through all that, and I actually got this idea from Add to Cart podcast.
Oh.
I'd love for us to describe our shower routine. What do you think about that?
I love that idea. Which shower routine? I have two.
What?
Yes, I have
what
two.
What do you mean?
I feel like all girls have like four different types of showers.
Exactly. And is it a wash day? Is it a not wash day?
Interesting.
So let's start with your shower routine, which I'm assuming is much simpler.
Okay. Wow, that's so interesting. Okay, let me go through mine. I decide I want to shower for the day. I get the towel, you know, and we live at my future in-law's place, which is Alyssa's parents' house.
My childhood bedroom.
Yes.
Bathroom.
And we share the bathroom with two of your siblings as well. Mm-hmm. So there's four people, one bathroom.
Double sinks.
There are double sinks, but there technically are not enough towel racks. We bought some command hooks to put on, you know. Mm-hmm. So most of the time my towel is just like on my gaming chair or like hanging on the door because we don't have enough space.
I bought you a command hook, but you still insist on putting it over the chair.
Because it keeps getting taken. Anyways, so I take the towel and I bring it over and I hang it on the shower door. I'm sure that's different for everybody here, right? So I hang it on, I throw it, I give it a little throw. Mm. So half of it goes on. I open the door and then I turn the shower on. And I kind of go on my phone probably for 30 seconds to 1 minute.
Okay, good. Because not too much water waste.
Exactly. Because our shower actually
heats up
really fast. Yeah. And then I go in. I trust it so much, I don't even give it a little test. I don't put my foot in to do a little.
You don't dip your toe.
I don't dip my toe. I get into the water, rinse a little bit, you know, just like let the water flow. And then I do body wash first. Don't know if that's not a normal thing. Scrub the places everywhere. But you know, one thing I have been trying to do more is to do at least 1 minute in the armpit areas.
Wow.
On each armpit, at least 1 minute. I literally count.
And you're actually scrubbing it for a minute?
Yeah, well, I count with scrubs. So I go 1, 2, 3.
Oh. I didn't see. I don't know this because right. I don't watch you shower.
Yeah, exactly. This is
very interesting.
Wait, so can you clarify? That's 2 minutes total on your armpits. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Why?
Well, you know what? Sometimes I actually do. I cut it short because I am getting a little tired. Mm. You know what I mean? Or if it's like a quick shower. If it's a quick shower, I'm not going to do the full 2 minutes or okay. The full minute each.
Okay.
And you're asking why, Julie, is because generally by the end of the day, if I don't wear deodorant, my armpits, you know, give a little odor.
They just need a full minute.
But why wouldn't you wear? Why aren't you wearing deodorant?
No, that's just on a day I'm not wearing deodorant.
Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? But like why?
I wear deodorant every day. I'm not trying to suffocate my armpits every single day. Okay, some days I just don't wear deodorant.
You can get deodorant that's like not suffocating.
I'm just saying, like, do I need to put products on myself every day? Can I just like naturally be a human being? You know what I mean?
Yes, but okay. Okay, well, go
next
on.
Week for
go
the debate on deodorant.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God, we need to get sponsored by a deodorant so AJ can wear deodorant every
no,
day.
No, no. Okay. This is becoming a totally different podcast.
Okay, go on, go on.
All right, so I'm scrubbing my armpits, you know. I'm scrubbing my sensitive area as well for also a good minute, like around there. You know, one thing I do need to do more is like scrub my feet. Because it's a standing shower, like I just kind of, you know, give it a little thing, but like I'm not like hopping on one leg in the shower.
And scrubbing them.
And scrubbing.
You don't go in between the toes.
Like I'm not generally going to, you know, spend a bunch of time doing that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm using a loofah as well. If I am shampooing that day and using conditioner, which I only really wash my hair maybe once or twice a week. Actually, twice a week for sure, because, you know, when we work out and whatnot, in the rare occasion lately, we work out, after I've rinsed myself off, I literally close my eyes facing not the shower. And I put my head up and then just let the water massage my head for probably a good couple minutes.
That sounds nice.
Without wasting too much water, of course. And then I turn off the shower, get the towel, and then, you know, dry myself off. But I got to stay in the shower because the glass door at our freaking, in our bathroom, we have to squeegee it or else the spots, literally.
The shower stains. Yeah, and on the glass. Glass stains, I guess.
Yes. And really, if you don't do it once, the next time you try to do it, it's harder. It leaves the streaks, unfortunately. I do like very strong strokes from the top to the bottom, all the way to the side.
Wow, we do that differently too. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this
is
crazy.
I'm a horizontal
gal. Okay, okay. We'll get to you. And then I'm wrapped up in my towel, by the way, right? And then I step out. I dry my feet on the bath mat, but sometimes there's not one there because it's either being cleaned or whatever, and someone just left a towel on the floor, and that becomes our bath mat. So I'm stepping on like a wrinkled towel just to get my freaking feet dry, you know what I mean? And then I close the door, go back out, and that's my shower routine.
That was detailed. I liked the detail because I was picturing everything.
Yeah, like that's good.
You scrubbing it.
But those at home, you don't need to imagine me doing this. You know, I would just
say you can imagine all you want.
I'm so sorry about that. What's your shower routine?
Okay, so like I mentioned previously, I have two shower routines, and it depends on if I'm doing what I call a hot girl shower routine, and that's when I'm really scrub-a-dub-dubbing. I'm doing the full, I'm shaving, I'm exfoliating. Or if I do just a daily regular shower. So I'll just go into my daily regular shower, since the hot girl shower routine only comes out once in a blue moon. Not even once a month. Maybe it's like per event.
What?
And we haven't really had those in a while. Once every couple months, I would say. I allot at least an hour to an hour and a half for all of that stuff.
Jeez.
Anyway, okay. So my regular shower routine, I have my towels that are my designated towels. I know which towels are mine. And it goes in the same spot. I have a chrome command hook, and that's my spot for the shower. See, already different. Already very different. Towel is in one spot.
Mine's on my gaming chair.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I grab the towel, and this is a weird part that I don't know if I should share this. I put it on the toilet. I fold it and I put it on the
toilet.
On
the seat.
On the toilet
or,
seat.
Sorry, seat cover.
Seat cover. I've just always done that because the glass is too tall for me to throw it over.
Yeah.
So I've always just folded it and put it on the toilet seat. So I go into the shower. I turn on the water.
Yeah.
I let it get steamy for about, I don't know, 20 seconds. And the first thing I do is I let myself get a rinse with just all okay. the water.
Do you go all in?
Yeah. And this is when I'm washing my hair, by the way. Mm-hmm. My non-washing routine is just very quick. So if I'm washing my hair, I get my whole body wet and my hair wet. I lather up shampoo into my hand about a quarter size
amount. So you do hair first?
I do hair first.
Okay.
Lather it, make sure it gets all over my hands. And then I shampoo and start massaging it into my scalp.
Okay.
I do that for about, I don't know, 1 to 2 minutes. Make sure it's really, really, really lathered in there. And I scrub. Mm-hmm. I scrub that scalp.
Yeah.
And then I rinse. Mm-hmm. And then I repeat. I shampoo twice. So I do it. I do the shampoo, exactly the same thing. And then I get my conditioner about a little bit more than a quarter size amount. I would say maybe like a half dollar, maybe more, depending on how tangled my hair is that day.
Yeah.
And then I put that in my hair and I let that sit.
Yeah.
In the meantime, while that's sitting on the head, I grab my body wash and I put it on a silicone sponge thing that it's like a silicone glove.
Yes,
that
you bought me one. I don't use it.
He doesn't use it. And actually, I start with my feet. So I start from toe to up.
Okay.
So I start below and I actually do scrub in between the toes.
Got it.
Like I scrub every single crevice.
Yes.
When I do the bottom half of my body, then I rinse the conditioner out of my hair.
Oh, that's your indicator.
And then I rinse the top half and then I use my face wash.
Yes.
And then I wash my face with a separate wash than the body wash.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty much done at that point, unless I'm doing, you know, any extra steps, like I need a quick shave or I need if I want to exfoliate the body. But for the most part, that's pretty much my shower routine. I get out. I actually grab the towel while I'm still in the shower.
Okay.
I grab it and I put it around me and I dry myself in the shower.
Yeah.
And then I do the squeegee, but I go left to right. I go horizontal.
And you do the like, I don't go up and down. Swoop
yeah, thing. I do a little swoop swoop.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, once I'm dried off, step out. Yeah. And then I start my, the rest of my routines.
Okay. So we've set the basis. Yeah. So let's get started with some of our debate topics.
All right. So question number one, getting more specific on the shower routine.
Yeah. Yes.
Which way do you face? Do you have your back towards the faucet or do you have your face towards the faucet?
All right. 99% of the shower, I'm facing the opposite way of the shower head. Hmm. So I'm facing away from the shower.
Do you have a reason for that? Do you just like it? Just random?
Yeah. So the big part of that is that, I get scared.
What?
I get scared.
You get scared? I was not expecting that either.
Yeah. I just want to make sure, you know. Well, when I was a kid, you know. Okay, everyone. We get it.
Aw, he has trauma.
No, it's not. I mean, just like when I'm a kid. Yeah, I want to be able to like...
Fight the monsters.
Fight the ghosts if there's any ghosts, you know, whatever coming in. Or yeah, and my sisters have also like scared me in the bathroom before. You know what I mean? Like siblings.
From childhood.
The siblings thing, you know, and they
Jasmine
scare me.
Justine.
And we don't have a glass door. It's literally a curtain. So the curtain is like, ha! You know what I'm saying? It's like,
in the movies.
I would rather have space. You know, and when we were getting ready for this, you know, debate for this this episode, you know, I did try facing the shower just to see, because I knew this question was coming up, just to see how it feels. And it feels like there's so much space in my back that I feel almost like, you know, when you're like running after you put the trash out, you know what I mean? And you run back inside.
Yeah. Or like when you turn off the light and then you like run upstairs.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. That's what it feels like in the shower. And honestly, I just like to be in control. You know, when I open my eyes, I know what I'm going to see, you know, and I don't have to like turn my back and then there's a killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
A killer.
Wow,
you jumped all the way there. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my reason, guys.
Well, and can I jump in?
I'd love for you to jump in because it's over for me.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows.
I actually face the shower. So very different than AJ. I don't think about the whole killer and scary thing, but now I might be thinking about it when I'm in the shower. I love scary things though, so that it actually doesn't scare me. I like to feel the water splash on my face.
Oh.
Like I like the feeling of it hitting the face. And also, most of the time when I'm showering, I'm not washing my hair. I'm like you, I don't wash my hair every day. In that case, when I'm facing the shower head, I don't want it to hit my hair. So it's just easier if I'm facing that way to like go the front ways and it doesn't
that's
hit
right.
the hair.
That's right. It doesn't hit the hair.
That's a lot of my reasoning, but I also just love the feeling of feeling it
on your face.
On my face. And it's probably not great because I like really hot showers, but I like it. That's what I like and I do it.
All right, so we're going to bring some responses from our Instagram peoples.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I opened up my app and my answers, my mom's the first one that pops up.
Okay,
which
go
is
for
so
it.
Cool. Thanks, Mom, for being involved and interacting.
Participating.
That's what I meant to say. She goes back because it's cold.
Very simple. Very simple. I love it.
Nick and Sienna say, and this is Nick speaking, of course, mm-hmm. Back to shower head. I feel more in control of life with the water behind me, ready to fight.
That's like you.
That's what I'm saying. Thanks, Nick.
I never thought of it that way.
Our friend of the Texans as well, Cassandra Villarreal, says, facing away from the shower head, doesn't everybody?
No.
See, that's the thing that we're all figuring out in this podcast and in life. Swappy G1 says, away from showerhead because I don't like to drown in the shower.
Oh my gosh. A lot of people are saying that too. Like, why would I want to drown myself? My face is not fully dunked. Actually, most people do say they face away because they're cold and they don't want to drown. But what I have to say about that is I don't drown. Obviously, I'm fine. I don't, like, my face isn't hitting the water the entire time. It's mostly my body.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have more control over, like, my hair. That's really the big thing. Tori G says both towards the shower to wash face and front of body and back to wash hair and back of body.
Got it. I mean, yeah,
Most people absolutely
makes sense. Our friend Bethany, I am being Bethany, says face towards the shower. So, you know, this is a common thing mm-hmm. because to turn around to rinse my hair when washing.
Lori VNXT also says it's easier to wash her hair that way.
Right, right.
My cousin, Nurse Joy, said that it makes her anxious when the water hits her nostrils. So she does not face the water because it makes her anxious.
Well, yeah, the drowning thing, I'm sure that might be a fear. Maybe that's a childhood thing that you must have drowned.
Actually, a lot of people say that, and I didn't really think about it that way.
Nezzylicious on Instagram says, away, LOL, so I can breathe. Like, we're not really talking about, like, your face being in the shower the whole time.
I guess that's what people picture, is their face constantly having to breathe. That's so funny. My other friend, Wendy Lau, says, she faces away from, and she says, because I don't need to be hit in the face as I'm washing. Also, old person back.
Okay. And then the last one I'll bring up is Xavier Murr from our Instagram, says both ways, can't let the shower demons sneak up on you. I feel you, Xavier. I think a lot of people feel the same way that I do, and I don't feel so alone.
Yeah, I never thought about that. So I like hearing different perspectives.
Like, yeah, wow. Ever, huh?
One more on my end.
Please, please, please.
Jules Day said she faces the shower because it makes her feel like she's feeling the rain on her skin.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
All right. So maybe just quick question. Do you shower morning or night?
I am a night showerer only because if I were to shower in the day, that would just take way too long with the amount of steps that I have. So night showers for me. Also my hair, having to do my hair plus like dry it and shower at this, that's just way too much time.
As controversial as showering can be, I'm a morning shower, you know, and
thank you for being so vulnerable.
Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. This was hard to share. Essentially, you know, why I say that is because, you know, I read in advance some of the responses we got, and mm-hmm. you're probably going to bring this up on why you shower at night. is, you know, you don't want to bring the dirt on the bed and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. I always shower in the morning because my hair actually does a reset when I go into the shower, you know, when I just get it wet. And I feel like this is the way I'm supposed to look for the rest of the day. And also because my face always feels swollen in the morning. So I always want to just get like some hot water. Like I want to reset my hair so then I can do it for the day without it having, you know, creases, you know, like the hair is down, you know. I've been doing my hair the same for a very long time, okay? 32 yeah. years of my life. Uh-huh. So when there's flat spots, it's hard to get back up. So that's a big reason why I'm essentially a morning shower.
I don't feel clean. Like, I don't feel comfortable going yeah. into bed
yeah.
when I'm not showered. At mm-hmm. least the body shower, rinse, something, because all the dirt from the day, all the, like, the free radicals in the air, that yeah. needs to get off. COVID, ugh.
You're right.
You're bringing that to bed.
You're absolutely right. I'm just going to jump to perspectives right away because this is kind of like, it's one or the other. Nick and Sienna, Nick again says night, clean sheets. Mm-hmm. My friend Megan Yinks says morning because I feel clean all day. That's a cool perspective.
That is a different perspective.
I see Della Creme says night shower. So when you get into bed, you're always fresh. That, like, that's absolutely fair. When I do shower at night, I do feel really good going into bed, for sure.
When I'm showering at night, I don't really get dirty while I'm sleeping because I don't, you know, unless you sweat at night or
things
like that.
But when you shower at night, you definitely don't shower in the morning?
Yes. Why would I need to?
So see, that's the thing too. When I do shower at night, I still feel the need to shower in the morning. And mostly it's because of the hair thing I just yeah. shared with you. And, you know, my face kind of resetting because I always feel like it's kind of swollen. So that is a big part of the reason is, like, I don't want to shower like twice essentially in a row.
I feel like my face wash is enough for me to like feel clean.
All right. So one of our friends wants to also chime in on the shower debate here. And let's hear what he has to say. This is Dante Bosco, a.k.a. Rufio, a.k.a. Prince Zuko. And here we go.
I'm definitely a daytime shower. I like to shower in the day. Wake up and get clean and do my day. If I shower before I go to sleep, my hair is wet, it's uncomfortable, I never have a good night's sleep. And as far as which way I stand in the shower, away from the water. The water hits the back of my head. My face when I wash it, but 80% of the time in the shower, I'm facing away from the shower head.
Thank you, Dante.
I really heard Jake Long there.
Yeah, talking. Jake Long, the American Dragon, letting us know which way he faces. And for all you Avatar fans, now you know how Zuko prefers to shower. Brought up some really good points. Mm-hmm. So when we first started living in the same place as we did in Glendale a couple years ago, did you ever feel like, man, I wish it was a night shower?
Yes. Oh. Because sometimes it's like, we just went out or something and you're just gonna just go to bed.
I change my clothes.
You change your clothes, but like, do you scrub your feet before you go to bed?
No, I do if I've been wearing socks and I'm wearing like, you know, Vans or sneakers
so
all day.
So if you
yeah,
have an open foot, you let that fly?
I don't really. Okay, look, COVID has been different because quarantine because, you know,
we're inside
most of the time. So yeah, I'm not scrubbing. But before, yes. When I, you know, we go to Disneyland or whatever, mm-hmm. and like, yes, my feet have some kind of an odor, you know what I'm saying? I will scrub my feet before getting into bed. Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Good.
But I'm not going to take a full-on shower. Of course, if I worked out, if we do a yoga class
yeah, if
or
I
whatever,
work out yoga, I'm of shower, course showering.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you showering. Need to get the sweat off.
Yes. Everyone's bringing up sheets here. They really want the yes. sheets clean, but it's tough that we're opposite. You probably absolutely...
Well... Another thing is we also sleep with our dog. I know. I love cuddling
him.
We
treat him like a kid.
But so that means we need to clean and wash our sheets more often. So
yeah.
It's just a thing. And especially because AJ doesn't shower at night.
Can we ask quickly, Julie, what are you?
I am a nighttime shower person.
Yeah.
For the sheets reason.
Yeah.
But if I had the time, I would shower both morning and night because I really want a clean bed, but it does feel amazing to take a shower first thing in the morning. Mm. I think it just feels like I'm going to dry out my skin if I do that. If I really shower twice a day every day, yeah. And it takes a lot of time. If I need to look ready, then my hair is wet in the morning.
Takes more time.
Right. Whereas at night, I can take my time, do my full, like, I'll wash my hair almost every time, shave every time, do the full shower. And I just feel amazing at night.
I will bring up a hair thing. My friend Xavier says both morning because I need my curls to get wet. So it also,
hair has a lot to do with it.
Our friend Danielle Sanchez is like, night. Going to bed in the days, dirt and sweat is gross.
Yes, I agree, Danielle.
Yeah, which in theory, gross. Of course it is. Yes.
Well, would you like to move on to the great toilet paper debate?
Oh, here we go. Okay, so we're done with showering.
Yes, so toilet paper. Does the flap go over or under?
I know what the right answer is. So you go first.
I don't have a strong opinion. I have just been doing under my whole life. Just at home in Riverside. Like, that's just how I load the paper.
I'm an over because... that's the way it was created. And the patent says it goes over.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So I've known that.
I mean, every picture, it shows that.
Yes.
I guess I'm just quirky.
Oh, you're quirky. With your toilet paper.
I guess I'm just better.
Am I better than everyone? I did notice that when I went to your house and I visited your house in Riverside, everyone in your house replaces it under. And I was like, wow, this is like a... different and family thing. Anyone has ever had it under, I don't know why, it makes me mad.
Oh,
it irks me.
It makes me mad too. Can I just share, I have a strong feeling about this.
All right, here we go.
When the toilet paper goes under, then it touches the wall.
Mm-hmm. Somebody did say that.
Yes. And then I'm just like, I don't know, that's kind of gross. I'm not trying to wipe myself with a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cleaning the wall that often.
I mean, but in theory then, everything in that bathroom is, you know, until you wash your hands, really.
Yeah, you know. Except for the clean toilet paper that's been rolled underneath the overflap.
Exactly.
But if it's under, then
it's touching.
It's going to touch the wall. It's going to like.
That's a fair point.
Go through a whole thing before you actually use it.
Again, at your place and since our apartment in Glendale, I have done it over.
Yeah, because you probably noticed that I would always change it.
And let me bring up the numbers here. So the poll that we just posted tonight, 806 votes for over, 84 votes for under. So it's very,
very,
it's literally 90%.
Yeah. 90% to 10%. Mm-hmm. Monica Joelle said under should be illegal.
Someone who also has a very strong opinion on this is our good friend, formerly known as Timothy Delaghetto. He's Tim Chantarangsu. And he talks about this all the time, like just over the years on Twitter and all that stuff. So he brings up a lot of this stuff. So shout outs to Tim.
Leowen Gonzaga, sorry if I'm saying that wrong, has cats. And she said, under, because my cats love to pull on them and it just makes a big mess.
So it hides better if it's under.
Yes.
Fair.
But we don't have cats.
Gonna get a cat
the
now.
Dogs don't do it.
About 75% of Americans place the flap over.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. So our poll reflects reality.
Yes. Pretty much.
As well.
All right. So once you have the toilet paper, which you have now you know you'll be choosing it with the flap over. Now, once you grab it, are you folding it nicely or are you scrunching it up?
Folding is the only acceptable answer here.
What is this attack mode?
Who's a crumpler? Do you crumple?
Okay. I don't like... look.
You crumple it? You waste more that way.
Okay. I am... and y'all can roast me for this and maybe I'll be better about being
more
environmentally friendly and not wasting. So it probably does maybe waste like half more than you or some small percentage. I don't take the time to fold it. And then wipe. Yes. I just take some and then just... I don't scrunch it into like a ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a wad of toilet paper.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I kind of want to see like... I kind of want to see like an example. Like if I were to grab...
Yeah.
And if you were to grab, how many... actual squares.
Okay.
I wonder like how many squares does it take?
Okay, I think
we're doing a demo.
All right, our wonderful camera videographer and also producer has brought us some tissue paper.
I'll do mine first. Yeah.
Oh, explain
depends
what you're doing for
it
audio
on
too.
Number one or number two?
Number two.
Number two, of course.
Number two.
I don't
number
do
two.
This for number one.
I probably get about Well, that seems excessive. I probably get about this much.
Okay, so how many squares is that? And then you fold it like that?
Yeah, I fold it like this.
Okay.
I don't do like a cute fold. I just kind of like fold and then fold. However, it happens. But it looks like this. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 squares. It actually is a lot. I'm being honest. This is probably about how much I would do.
We don't really know if it's accurate because we're not sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, this is about how much I would do, about 5 squares.
All right. Nathan, can you come here and hold it real quick? Okay, so I'm just going to like, you know, do this. So I took about 3 squares and then I leave it just like straight up like this.
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not as bad as I thought. I thought you literally like had it like and you like crumpled it like this.
Yeah.
That would make me think differently.
So I'm not crumpling in a ball. I wrap it around my fingers and then I take, you know, this and my thumb and then I just...
Okay, but I'm scared that your fingers are going to rip through and you're going to accidentally have an accident. Like, because you're making a point with your fingers.
Okay, look here. I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to do that. Look at my nails.
I don't know if this is going to make the podcast or not, but that has definitely happened.
Oh, no. That is not okay.
But can that also not happen if you fold it?
The probability is way less because I'm using 4 fingers, not 2.
But I guess, you know, we've done this all our life, so it's easy to not.
Okay, wait, how many pieces is that?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Maybe I'm actually wasting more.
So here we go. I'm at 1, 2, 3, 4 squares.
Oh, I have 5.
Yeah. Yeah. You're folding it to get a good amount of
coverage.
Thickness and coverage, right? But then for me, I got all the coverage I need because it's kind of scrunched up.
So crumpling actually saves paper. 1 square.
In our situation, who knows in different contexts.
Okay, let's go to the results.
Folder or crumpler? I only put a poll. Mm-hmm. So it's 81% folder, 19% crumpler, and I want to bring up the homie from my Discord, Avatar Roman. He's one of my mods on Twitch. And he literally was like, he goes, crumpler, people crumple their toilet paper. And he was like, what? Before the wipe, you ball up the paper and then wipe? That's not real, right? I'm 100% speechless right now. I thought everyone folded. Now I'm going to be looking at my coworkers and friends like, you fold, right?
You fold, right?
Literally, this whole, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, well, Gracie, our friend Gracie, says crumpling is a waste and throw up emoji.
Ooh.
It's Lizette said, I have no idea why you'd crumple.
I think people are actually thinking like, I get it. And then I'm like doing this, I'm making it a ball, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then just like have this little thing. And I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like that's not what's happening here.
Yeah.
There's better coverage than probably what people are thinking when it comes to crumpling.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was worse until I saw the demonstration. So check out the demonstration on YouTube if you're listening on.
Yeah, if you're listening audio, please come on to the YouTube video.
One more thing, Covet Corner said it's going to get flushed anyway.
I like that. What do you do when you're like running out, right?
If there's someone around, I would try to get help. If I am desperate, I've done this before. Oh my God, I don't want to say this.
I'm going to guess it, but you say it first. 1, 2, 3. Use a toilet paper roll.
I've had to do that before. I've been desperate.
I think everybody in the world has done it.
Yeah, and you just do what you can. Wait, okay. Have you like cut it in half or do you just flatten it?
Cut it in half?
Well, like rip it because I've just flattened it. But I wondered if someone really tried. It's not comfortable. Anyway.
Okay, I'm not going to lie here.
No, I'm scared.
I have used a pad.
Oh.
Is that not so bad? Because there's not, I'm searching.
I thought you were going to say, I've gone into the dirty toilet paper in the trash can. Oh, and I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, a pad's a good idea.
Yeah, that's actually smart.
But then, you know, I was young too when I did it. So I'm like, I don't even know how, like, there's, you know, sticky parts and stuff and like the rough part. I don't like, you know, oh, I was just like, God. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so we have just 5 rapid fire reaction. Just give me your quick opinion on these things.
Alyssa goes first.
I will go first.
Yep.
Okay, 1, squatty potties, necessary or awkward?
Necessary.
Necessary.
Bidets.
Necessary.
We'd love to have one if we could.
Poopery. Do you know what that is?
Yes. Yes, we do.
I love it.
Too much of it makes me just have a headache. Okay, and sometimes I put too much.
Rapid fire.
Yep, go on.
Okay, where do you store toilet paper? In like a basket, on a thing?
In a toilet paper holder.
Yes, currently. We have a wire metal thing, and that's what I would have at home as well.
Okay, last one. This is a personal one for me because this is my dream. To have a self-drying shower. You can put like jets, you install them in the walls, and it dries the shower for you. No more squeegees.
Wow. I want that.
That's a dream come true.
No more squeegees.
Right? $1,500.
That's attainable.
We're doing it. I do want to bring up something before we kind of wrap this up. And you, Julie, brought up the bidets. The toilet paper debate actually doesn't even happen in the Philippines. Mm. And for me growing up, because Filipinos used a thing called a tabo, which is essentially a little pail.
It's more like a bucket with a handle.
With a handle, and you scoop the water from a big
either a tub a bucket.
You fill it up, and then you wash your stuff off.
It's like a DIY bidet.
Yeah, DIY bidet.
They have bidets in France and Japan.
Yeah, so shout outs to our Filipinos using the tabo.
Well, thank you for tuning in to hear a little bit about our routines.
And our personal hygiene.
Our very different personal hygienes. You got a little inside scoop about what our daily routines are like.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for listening to the Sweet or Savory podcast. We want to thank you to everyone who's helped us. I want to thank our Glisten Up team for helping us out, my Discord as well, our producers for these episodes, Nathan and Julie Texan. Thank y'all so much. We love y'all. And especially, of course, to our first sponsor, Samson, who provided all of this beautiful equipment and these mics that you're hearing us talk on. So again, tech out.
That was on purpose, wasn't
it? Yeah, I like it. Samsung Technologies. Tech it out. So tech out SamsungTech.com. And thanks to the Texans.
Whoa.
So again, please stay tuned each week for debates like, what color is math?
What's better, Disneyland or Disney World?
What fries are top tier?
And can you be friends with your ex? Don't forget to follow us on social media at Sweet or Savory Pod and email us at sweetorsavorypod@gmail.com. Please, please rate, review, subscribe,
yes,
and tell all your friends.
Woo!
Stay sweet.
Or savory.